Neil, morning, Neil.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you doing?
Go ahead.
Stephen, just want to make the point. I actually live in the Balmorphy area, and our experience is that the British Army soldiers, in uniform, out of uniform, in the barracks, out of the barracks, in cars and out of cars, all shot innocent civilians, not just members of the MRF. So, while the program is welcome, we here in Balmorphy, we remember the 11 victims of the Balmorphy massacre. We remember young 13-year-old Martha Campbell shot dead by a British soldier. We remember Tommy McElroy shot dead by a British soldier. So, I would appeal to, I never got his name, that ex-British Army...
Colonel Richard Kemp.
Richard Kemp. I thought it was disgraceful in the first place that he's trying to float this idea that the members of the MRF made that program to sell a book. That is absolutely disgraceful. But having said that, I would ask him to support the campaign by the Balmorphy massacre people who have put a proposal to the British government to investigate the Balmorphy massacre at a very, very cost-effective way. So if he's that concerned about the actions of British soldiers, he should actually be contacting the Balmorphy massacre campaign and offering his support to find out the truth.
Yeah, but here's the score, Neil, and I understand and I hear what you're saying, but do you think there should be an indefinite number of investigations into the past? Is that what you're saying? Investigation after and pursuit. How many inquiries would we have? Now, look, you know, I understand that everybody who lost someone, they would want an inquiry. But can we afford them? Is it going to do any good? Is it going to find the truth?
Stephen, in the first place, the Balmorphy Massacre campaign are not asking for an inquiry. They're asking for an investigation, and it's different. They're asking for an investigation based on the Hillsborough model that was initiated by the British government and was proved to be very cost-effective. The Hillsborough model was an investigation into the killing of 96 Liverpool supporters in 1989. If the British government were able and willing to initiate that type of approach to the deaths of 96 Liverpool supporters, surely they should be able to initiate the same type of approach to the killing of 11 Balmorphy citizens by their soldiers.
Colonel Kemp, what did you make of what the Attorney General has said in Northern Ireland? Let's draw a line and pre-1998 Good Friday Agreement, do not seek prosecution.
Well, I don't agree with it. I think that where there are outstanding cases which haven't been, where people haven't been brought to justice for their crimes, that should continue indefinitely. And I think I would challenge the point made by your previous commenter there that British soldiers, you know, in and out of uniform, in and out of vehicles, apparently sort of went around shooting innocent civilians. But that's simply not the case. There were isolated incidents whereby soldiers did shoot and kill innocent civilians, and in some of those cases, those soldiers went to prison for murder. It certainly wasn't widespread. It certainly wasn't policy. And
excuse me, Richard, it actually was policy. And if you had lived in Balmorphy in the 1970s, as I have done, you would accept it that the 11 people killed during the Balmorphy massacre over a three-day period, the 11 of them were totally innocent, including the parish priest. The 5 people killed in the Springhill massacre in July 1972, killed by British soldiers, including another priest, totally innocent. 13-year-old girl Martha Campbell, shot dead in May 1972 by British soldiers, totally innocent. Tommy McElroy, shot 50 yards from the local barracks in February 1972, totally innocent. Your worldview does not correspond with our worldview.
I agree with you. It doesn't correspond with it. And where, you know, if there are cases such as the ones you've mentioned which remain outstanding, then they should be investigated and, if necessary, people brought to justice. But let's not forget as well that the very small number of albeit tragic and horrific cases where British soldiers shot innocent people, there were vastly more deaths caused by the IRA and the loyalist groups, and the IRA killed far more Catholics than were ever killed by the British Army.
Richard, we should put just as much emphasis on investigating crimes committed
by terrorist groups which have not been resolved as we should by the very small number of crimes committed by the state. I'm not disagreeing with your sentiment, with your desire to see justice done. I agree with it, but we shouldn't be focusing alone on a small number of isolated incidents which were certainly not state policy. And certainly not the Army's policy.
Richard, do you understand what happened in Ireland from 1971 onwards? According to Ames Bradley, we have to look at what happened to Ballymurphy in August 1971 to understand that that was a trigger for a wider conflict, a wider conflagration.
Okay.
And